factor on that one. I had one of our animals out there, either a cat or dog. I think it was our dog. And you said something about that little trap door in your door out there. And you said, you see that? That's where my dogs used to run back and forth. And you had two dogs that you especially loved. And you said you wouldn't have them in any more dogs because you loved those and they died or something?
Well, I don't know about that.
You had pets?
I had a couple female dogs that I kept in the kennel.
Do you remember Scotty or Richard?
I left the kennel unlocked and they'd go in the kennel and sleep, and if they heard noise outside, they'd come tearing out. I put a drawer pull on the bottom of the door, they'd pull the side door to the office open, and out they'd go and out to the road and do their barking and come back and go back in the kennel and go to sleep.
What kind of dogs were those?
Well, one was a purebred Scotty, and the other was a fox terrier. Mm. It was funny.
That was Millie's sweet
one dog. Of them would pull that door open, the other would jump over his back, and the other would hold the door and scoot out and go out to the road and yak him out.
Now, they used to, did dogs have to have licenses?
Have what?
Licenses.
Oh, yes, they have to have licenses now.
No, but what? Not at first.
Not at first, did they?
Always had to have a license.
Really?
I guess, I don't know. When I was very young, I don't think they had a license. We were in the country.
I didn't think so.
Dogs ran loose. Mm-hmm. And one of them, I remember, got run over with a car. I was the goat. I always had to bury the dogs. Mm.
Yeah. What is a veterinarian? What do you do with animals that you put to sleep? Or people say you take care of them.
I have people bury them. Mm-hmm. I bury a lot of them myself.
Where do you bury them?
Well, wherever you can find a place.
Well, I mean, not out here.
Well, I had a farm over in Barrie. I used to take them over there. My dad had a farm. When he died, I took it over and took care of it for mother. And it had an apple orchard on it, and I had the bulldozer come in and push the trees back in the woods, and he dug a big hole for me, and I put the dogs down in there and covered them up. Mm-hmm. And
is that how it's done today?
I don't know how the fellows do. And they go out.
They have an incinerator out there.
Well, there's one on here.
Was that sort of like a being cremated?
Cremate them. Mm-hmm. And of course, they have to have a special apparatus, and that's another $1,500. At least, I don't know what they are now.
What about these dog cemetery or pet cemeteries? One of our daughters says it has pictures of
more,
yes, we
more goats around who spend money on their dog than they were on their kids.
We knew a doctor in Rochester.
A fellow in Rochester. He had a
pretty
farm out in the country, and he had a cemetery, and they
had
a long procession and a coffin they put the dog in and so forth. He used to have a pamphlet.
I bet he did all right.
Well, yes, he, in the city, and they had money to spend, and their taxes weren't too high, and so forth.
One of our girls has got pictures of a pet cemetery, and there's pictures on the tombstones, you know, with three or four cats and their names. Oh.
Not very extensive, though, I don't think, no, around here.
Hope so.
You can afford to do that if you can get $50 for killing a dog.
Yeah. Well, what do you see? Do you think veterinarian business is going to keep going on? There's always going
to
be a need for veterinarians.
We've got a chain-up deal now here in Medina, and maybe another 5 years, they'll ban all pets and sawdoors and so forth.
What about birds? Did you ever take care of birds?
Well,
Millie was chasing another little girl.
Every spring, they come
to the broke his leg.
Kids come to the door with a bird that's fallen out of the nest or something, and want me to do something for them. They may have a broken wing or something. They patch the wing together and they take them home and they let them loose. And the first cat comes along, he eats them up. So that's a.
Well, you remember the leg that you fixed on Millie's bird or my bird, but he broke it and you had it bandaged up, split with toothpicks for splints.
Really? Toothpicks for splints?
Take care of a bird.
That was all.
Did it survive?
Yes, I don't remember how long after some, when the children ran through, they get
diseases and they're so small.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Hard to handle. Mm-hmm. You have to keep them in the kennel. Take care of them.
What about gerbils or rabbits?
Well, my tenant's got a couple of rabbits. And I don't know when they feed it. That's another job for them.
Do you, have you ever taken care of those as a veterinarian?
No. Well, the rabbits, they aren't a year old yet. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't mean those specific rabbits, but I mean as a veterinarian,
well,
other
rabbits. Mm-hmm. But all these things have changed.
What do you mean?
Changed in the price from people. You know how many dogs there are in Orange County?
How many?
Over 10,000.
That's quite a few, isn't it?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Some people brought in, one fellow brought in 8 for me to vaccinate for rabies so we can get a license for them.
Well, of course, people show dogs now, and that's a whole new thing, isn't it?
They did then.
Oh.
But some people have always had money.
Hmm.
We listened to radio Sunday and had the woman on the television, and the preacher is building a new church. He estimated it was going to cost $10 million, and then the price has gone up so that they had to have 4 more million, and this woman was on the church. She just given him $1 million to continue.
Well, that's Dr. Schumer. You ever listen to this?
Yes, I have heard him, I think. Yeah.
Just like that. Yeah. That's a
million. $1 million. Well,
I haven't worked for it.
Well,
$1 million.
Yeah.
Price of bread. When John Dresser was in high school here, he used to board down here.
Who was that, Don?
John Dresser.
Dresser?
He lived out to Millville, and he came into Medina school the same as I did.
Mm-hmm.
And but this was before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped on Friday night, he'd stop at the bakery and buy 5 or 6 loaves of bread for a quarter.
Just like this
now
week.
69 cents.
Yes.
One loaf.
59. I don't like
59. 69. Yeah, I do too. And I picked up a loaf and it was what, 89 cents. And the girl started to bring it up and I said, "Isn't this a mistake?" And she said, "No." I said, "Wait a minute." And I took it back. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you have to.
Yes, you do.
Pepperidge, I like
it. I do too. That's good taste.
Whole wheat.
But it's just a propaganda.
Yeah. Well, when the banks all failed.
My dad died. I had to bury him.
He died in 29?
Somewhere along there.
Yeah.
Well, he's 31.
Hmm.
And our youngest girl was born in 31.
Mm-hmm.
And dad died, and mother had the Gold Star mother trip to Paris. And I had two old maid aunts that ran out of money.
Well, excuse me, what do you mean your mother, Gold Star mother, made a trip to
Paris? Mother went on a Gold Star mother trip to Paris.
What's a Gold Star mother trip? Did the government?
John was
mother's
killed over there, and
yes,
she went over to his grave. And
oh.
The government sent him.
Is he buried over there?
Hmm?
Is he buried
over
there?
Over there.
Oh, I see.
And
the government
this,
sent them?
This, club, what do they call it, Veterans Club down here,
mm-hmm,
is named after another boy that was killed.
Is that Butts?
Mother, she went at the same time.
Oh. Is that the Butts post?
No. Yeah. What is it? It was on East Center Street. I don't know if they're still functioning or not.
There is one down there.
Foreign Wars.
Of course, the one on the corner down there was contractor here that built roads, and he owned that house, and he gave it to the Veterans of Foreign War.
Mm.
And the Second World War, they had the club. Well, the older veterans joined it too, I guess. I guess the fellows from Vietnam. Anyway, mother went to France. Two old maids ran out of money. I had to pay their keeps, and one of them died. I had to bury her. And Millie was born in December, was it? Christmas time.
Was she born at home?
The same year.
No, she's the only one that was.
And there wasn't any Medicaid or Medicare then. Yeah. You know, paid the whole shop, which was terrible.
Yeah.
For near $100.
She was born in 24. Mm-hmm.
The guy that operated on my eyes, he got $900 a piece. 15 minutes work.
But did the Medina Bank close in 31?
Yeah, both banks died that winter.
In 31.
And I got two checks from the state. And she had her account in one of the banks, and I had mine in the other, and they didn't get mixed up.
Mm.
And the bank, I put 1 month's work in my bank, and then a month later I got another check, and I put that in her bank, and then that bank died, so I got hooked for about over $1,000. That was when $1,000 was a lot of money.
Yes. Yes. Did most people pay you, by the way, did most people pay you in money, or did they?
Oh, they do now.
But did they, when you first started out?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Had money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Very little taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They had to build all these roads,
mm-hmm,
so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now the government gave Medina enough to put new sidewalks down the street.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to go down the middle of the road in the rut.
No.
You sold your car today, huh?
Yeah. Why, part of those,
those
stones that they dug out and threw away were practically brand new.
I don't know how many thousand miles they were sold. How many thousand miles were they on your car that you sold today?
Oh, it turned 100,000 miles.
Goodness.
Last June. And I drove it 1,500 miles afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I...
Good car.
I don't drive it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I sold it today for $50.
Oh, you sold it for more than I thought.
But this all happened 1 year. One of the aunts died.
Mm-hmm.
Dad died.
Mm-hmm.
mother went to France, and she owned the farm out there, and I had to finance that, pay the taxes.
But you managed to keep it, huh?
So it came out of my pocket.
In this Gold Star mother trip to France, how long were the mothers over there?
Oh, they were there a week or 10 days.
Did they go by boat, by ship?
Boat. Mother had a birthday on the boat.
Really?
She sat at the captain's table and had her birthday party.
Well, that was sort of a glad, sad trip, wasn't it?
Well, it was kind of a tight buckle to keep things all paid.
Dear. Well. You were on the Medina School Board?
20 years.
My school board, yeah.
20 years.
And 20 years. Month.
You didn't get paid for that, did you?
I was in Boy Scouts.
No, he didn't.
Had time to took a bunch of scouts down to Lane. They went down and had a big time. Got down, went back at 4 o'clock, or 5 to pick them up. One of them going down the beach. And we gathered up his clothes that he had, put him in the car, and I brought the kids home. He was still down there. About 8 o'clock, the father brought the boy here and gave me hell because I didn't get the boy. I said, if you bring up your boy to mind his own business and stay where he belonged, you wouldn't have any such trouble. He didn't like it, of course, but I didn't care. Made 2 trips to the lake. But I drove a horse the first 2 winters I was here.
Well, what happened to the boy? Was he just...
He just went down the mountain, went down the... sometimes they... they got great grandchildren. They came in here for dinner. One of them sank back. He wasn't going to get up the table. I said, there's your chair over there. I said, you either go upstairs and get in bed or get up in the chair and eat your meal.
Who was that?
And he looked at me and he went around, got in the chair and sat up and ate his supper.
Is that Barbara's phone? Barbara's
got, you've got some children and I don't remember how many you've got. Have you got 3?
Yeah.
We have 3.
You have 3.
Got a boy who's, got his PhD.
Now, what is his name?
Ross Jr.
Ross Jr. Now, he's the one that's written books, hasn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's written books?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Ross Jr., let's see.
He's got a stack of them.
Now, tell me, Ross, is your son Ross is teaching at a college where?
Near Albany. Sino.
Sino.
How would you spell that?
That's the sound, I guess.
He lives in Kinder.
I don't really know what's the name of the college.
That's the name of the college.
That's where Church Trouble, she forgets the name.
Okay, that's all right. He's written probably 7 books, and they're, what do you call it, entomology?
Yeah. Biology and entomology.
E-N-T-O-M-O-L-I-G-Y, is that right?
That's good enough. Entomology, yeah, that'll be interesting. Now, then you have, now is he the one that has the number of children?
He has 8 is all.
That's all.
4 girls and 4 boys.
Oh, dear. Now, who is your next child?
He was in the Army.
And who is your next child?
Georgiana. Her name was Reynolds, now it's Pound.
Where does she live?
They live at West Henrietta, South Rochester.
And then your...
Millie's over near Jamestown.
Millie. Who did she marry? I know.
Bob Manson.
Manson. And where do they live?
They
near
live
Jamestown.
Near.
Okay. How many grandchildren do you have?
17.
Three grandchildren.
Six
or seven.
Nine.
Great grandchildren.
Nine great grandchildren? Mm-hmm. You keep better track than he does.
She's gone so much.
Our interests.
Millie had twins. So I can't tell one from the other.
Really? Still, huh?
One's a little bigger than the other.
You're Methodist, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. I.
Were you always Methodist?
Yes. My dad was the chairman of the committee that built the church over the Melville.
Really?
When I was about so high.
Uh-huh. Were you married in the Methodist
96?
Church?
No, we were married
at home?
Over south, what was the name of that room? In his brother's home.
Hmm.
It was wartime, you see.
Oh, yes.
Everything
yes.
was in such a...
Yes.
Oh, we just got married.
It's all right.
Program of dancing from general practice and TB testing. I was county veterinarian for 10 years. And if anybody else in the county had a herd of cows and they had a reactor, I had to go and test that herd until it was clean. Now they have a state man that comes along and does them.
I see.
They had any reactors. Long time.
It really has been cleaned up then.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Bangs disease, we put on a calf vaccination proposition. The calves were vaccinated about the time they were 6 months old,
mm-hmm.
and that prevented them from catching the disease, even from their own mother.
What is Veal? How old is
that? Veal is calf.
Before 6 months?
They're veal until they begin to, well, they're 3 months old.
Hmm.
Then they become calves.
Hmm. As our daughter Anita says, a teenage cow.
Well, there's a few teenage cows.
Oh, dear.
Wild one that's gets by without mastitis, and that's another thing that sanitation has done, is to eliminate or get rid of inflammation of the udder, which we call mastitis.
Mm-hmm.
You have three girls, is that
right? Well, I think, now, if my figure's right, you're 85 years old, is that right?
We'll be the 19th of December.
And you are still practicing.
Well,
not really practicing anymore,
I did $10 today, so.
I can't imagine.
Talked to the cat and some pigs.
You did a cat and some pigs.
Well, yeah. He's wobbling his hind legs and he got a ulcer on one eyeball. And both eyes were discharging pus and so forth, accumulated. Nice poodle, very quiet and so forth. I washed his eyes and he never offered to present it at all.
Hmm.
It must have been awful. So.
Will he be all right now?
Well, there's nothing that's instantaneous.
No.
That's the worst trouble we have is people come, they want a shot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they want it for, but
mm-hmm.
they want a shot. And they expect when you go out the door that the animal is well.
Well.
He's had a shot.
I know.
And those shots work the same on animals that do on people. I remember a long time ago, Millie was young and she had started running the temperature and her brother did. Dr. Waters wasn't feeling too hot. And Hazel called Dr. what's his name? had the stroke.
Leone.
Oh, Dr. Leone, yeah.
And he he gave her some, gave Millie some penicillin tablets
mm-hmm.
to take by mouth. And she didn't get any better. After 2 or 3 days, she called Waters. And he had a very good vocabulary, so we could keep up with him. And what he said about Margana was bad. Gave her a shot hypodermically.
Hmm.
Penicillin is destroyed in the stomach. You take a barrel of the damn stuff and it don't do you any good. It's not anything. But they dispense it by the yard.
Hmm.
But intravenously, or we don't use intravenous, we use it in the muscle.
Hmm.
And you get full benefit from it. Run into the gastric juices and mm-hmm. so forth. But the MDs use it, as I say. You buy it by the bottle full.
Hmm.
But we have so much stuff that's terrible.
Oh, I guess one question I didn't ask you, did you ever take night, did you ever go out at night?
Of course, yes.
Land.
Nice, I spent. Well, the first night,
night
we moved in here, I got my telephone at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got into bed at 4 o'clock the next morning, and that was the biggest day of work that I ever did in my life. About $15. Now, the amount of work that I did, Dr. Dale would get at least $150.
Mm. Yeah. People
go out and sit on a crate, and the horse rolling and tumbling with the belly ache.
The farmer and his cows were uppermost in his mind, everything else
mm-hmm.
he did.
He got so many funny things.
I heard a woman one night on the television, I guess it was television, they were questioning her, and she said, they wanted to know what she did, and she said, I play second fiddle to an old cow. And, I said, what? I play second fiddle to an old cow, she repeated. He said, well, how's that? Well, I'm a veterinarian's wife.
Oh.
But that's changed. You don't see them.
Yeah. Well, it's, in a way, I think it's like a doctor for human beings. Doctors don't make house calls, usually.
You never see them unless you get hold of the shirt tail hair on.
And then you have to... Tell me about your barrels.
Barrel maker. He did do 100, made 100 barrels a day.
Where was that factory?
In Millville, they had a Cooper shop in Millville.
All the little birds had Cooper shops from there.
And they made the barrels, and when I was big enough so I could see into a barrel, he went west.
What was his name?
Jess.
Jesse, is it?
You know, and he left his tools home, and I took the tools and went down to the Cooper shop. I forgot what we got, about 10 cents a barrel to make a barrel. And he started in, he had a neighbor who was partially crippled, and he made barrels. And just started sitting the barrels up. How are you going to start a barrel? That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess used to set up a number of barrels, when he finished one barrel, he'd have another one on the stove, and when they get hot, the wood that they made was a special wood. You could work on the inside of the barrel and tap the things. Some of them would lap over, and you had to push them back and get them so that they matched, and they'd be round. After you get the first one on, you had to take the hoop, which was about an inch square, the sides of it, you stand it up like this, you put the staves in one place, and you put one here and hold it with your finger up against your knee,
mm-hmm.
and you you go around this hook, you get the last one, you put the last one in. It might be that wide, it might be that wide. And push that down tight in this one hook, and you put another hook down that goes over top of the top one. Mm-hmm. And get those best you can and drive it down tight and turn the barrel over, put it in the bench.
When did they put in the water?
Lever, mm-hmm. You put your foot on the lever and push it down, and that pull the other end of the barrel together. And of course, the barrel was bigger in the middle, it wasn't in the hoops. And then you put that on the fire, and put down the stove, which is a special made stove, put a cap on it. And when it began to smoke, you took it off and got these staves all straightened out. Got some more hooks on it, and put it back in the space made for it, and which was round, and had a tool about this long. One handle come out this way, the other handle down that way, and you get inside the barrel and you champ around the side and make the groove on the top, and. Then you turn the barrel and champ more, and you turn the barrel so you get two around. And they had another tool that had a triangular tool on it. You put that on the top of the barrel and pull it around, and it would tear the place that the head went in. Mm-hmm. And then you turn the barrel over and do the same on the other end, and then you put the head in the barrel and drive the hooks down tight. And of course it's been hot. You work in that barrel, it's just about ready to burst into flames. And summertime too. And you put the head in, and it goes in that groove. You put, you had hopes that you made the hooks, and you put it under a thing that put your hook under here, and just held it down, and you could nail it on the sides so that the hook was the right size. You put one on, you put another one on, tried it down tight, and the head couldn't fall out because it was in this groove. And then you put another hook down about that far from the others, mm-hmm. and turned the barrel over and do the same on the other side.
Dear.
One thing you